Time now, though, for the business news and Brian Finn.
The OECD has set out the first phase of its plan to overhaul the global corporate tax regime later today. The organisation has been working for a number of months at the behest of the G20 group of nations on changes to controversial regimes that allow multinationals to avoid large tax bills. It's expected some elements of the Irish regime will come into their sights, including the double Irish, which allows big firms to avoid large tax bills by switching taxes on their operations here, usually to offshore tax havens. The government officially supports moves to remove tax loopholes, but the question is whether they'll take preemptive steps in October's budget to recast the corporate tax regime or wait for the conclusion of the OECD process. Staying with the OECD, yesterday it downgraded its outlook for global growth owing to geopolitical tensions and also the uncertainty around the referendum on Scottish independence. It's revised downwards the outlook for all large economies this year except India. It expects growth of 2.1% in the US, 0.9% for Japan, but just 0.8% in the Eurozone. That in the aftermath of dire economic indicators and the decision by the ECB to cut rates to near zero. It marks a sizable downgrade from its May economic outlook for the Eurozone when it forecasts growth of 1.2% for this year. Ireland saw its ranking rise to the top of the list in Europe in the latest HSBC Trade Confidence Index. 7 out of every 10 respondents expect trade volumes to increase over the next 6 months. Strong economic growth in the US and the UK were the key drivers for the outlook here, with the chemicals and pharma sectors leading the way. The agribusiness sector is expected to grow by 40% over the next 15 years. Chinese e-commerce company Alibaba has raised the share price range ahead of its initial public offering next Friday, from $60 to $66 previously to a range of $66 to $68 a share. The company is in the midst of its Asia roadshow ahead of what could be the biggest IPO in history. If priced at the top of the range, the company could raise just under $22 billion. Finally, currencies, and the euro buys $1.29.4 and 79.8 pence sterling.